Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Vov Omud Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, which deals with the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. We're up to Siv Vov. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Mochrin Beis HaKnesses. A person is permitted to sell a shul, V'chein Shar Dvarim Bishab Kedusha, or anything that has holiness to it, Afilu Sefer Torah, and this is true even for a Sefer Torah, for the following purpose. Until now in this siman, we've been talking about that you have to sell it for a higher purpose, or at least an equal purpose under certain situations, but never for a lower purpose. But here we're saying that that is a different din. Here you need to, for example, haspakas talmidim. You need to go and make sure that the talmidim are able to go to yeshiva. So you're allowed to even sell a sefer Torah, a shul, or anything that has kedusha to it, in order to go and support a talmud chacham. Alternatively, o lahasi yisomim bedamav, or to marry off yisomim, as we'll see in the Mishneh Berurah, as well we see over here in the Ber Heitev, yisomim over here includes yisomos as well, orphan boys or orphan girls, with the money that you would get from the sale of these holy items. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Gimel starts off and he says, the reason why you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah or a Shul or other Dvarim Shebekdusha for Haspakas Talmidim or Lahasi Yisomim, he says, the reason is, Hatam, Da'am Rinun, Ein Mochim Sefer Torah Elul Motorah, because we've already said that you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for anything other than for another Sefer Torah or Lul Motorah. Mashma, you see from there, the Lul Motorah Mutter Afilu Limkor Sefer Torah. So you see from there that you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to go and support learning. This is based upon a tshuva from the Rosh, and you can look over there, Ayin Shom Sheherach Bazet, which we'll now see in Dirshu footnotes number 24 and 25. In footnote number 24, he asked the question, what about our Svarim nowadays? Not our Sifri Torah, but our Svarim. So we'll learn later on in Sivkot and Samach Bez in the Mishneh Berurah, who bring down the name of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, our Svarim Dinam Kisefer Torah. Our Svarim, our published printed Svarim today, have the same status in Kedusha as the Sefer Torah. But also, Lemochim, you're not allowed to just sell them, Ella, unless it's Kedei Lo Motorah, to sell them for the purposes of somebody learning, or Kedei Lisa Isha, or to go in and get married. Then you'd be allowed to sell Svarim, but otherwise you can't sell Svarim. Dirshu footnote number 25 brings down a famous idea from the Gemara in Makos, and he says that greater is the person who learns Torah than even a Sefer Torah. And he says, Ma to'elis yesh b'kinias Svarim v'Torah, what value is there to buy a Sefer Torah or Svarim in lo kedei lo mabahem? The whole purpose is to learn from them. Therefore, it's greater to learn from a Sefer Torah than to even purchase the Sefer Torah. The Mishneh Berurah continues, and he has a very strong comment. He says, "V'dover zeh tochachas megula." This is a very strong reproach and a reproof against those people, Yosan Hanoshim, Hamisrashlin Lahachsik Torah Biorein, who are negligent and delay in establishing Torah and Torah learning in their cities. The issue foot number 26 brings down, Apple Pishalinian Sharit Stokos, even though in regards to all other very, very worthy charities and charitable causes, we have a rule, Odom Osu Levazbez Yosef Bichomish Mimoner. You're not allowed to spend more than a fifth of your money. However, he brings down from the Sefer Avas Chesed, that's not true for learning Torah. This is based upon the Shittim Kubetzes. Shemikol Mokum Le'inyun Hachzokas Lom De Torah, for the support of Torah learning, Mutter Le'odom Levazbez Afilu Yosef Bichomish Mimoner, that a person can spend more than a fifth of his money to support Torah. And the reasoning behind this is, it's interesting. It's a partnership, and the Torah doesn't restrict you on making a partnership. You can spend all your money on a partnership if you want. Because when you support learning Torah, you support a yeshiva, so then you get schar for all the learning that's done there. So that's a partnership, and therefore it's permissible. He brings down as well from the Chofetz Chaim in the Likutei Halachos, who says that in regards to a person learning for himself, if he's not able to learn by himself and he has to hire somebody, so he's also allowed to pay more than a fifth of his income to go and hire a Rebbe. Because Mechuyev L'das also, because a person has to know Torah. V'hi Chayev L'netzach, this is his eternal life, so there's therefore no limit. Just like a person can spend all of his money to redeem himself if he wants, so he can spend all of his money, even more than a fifth, to go and purchase a Rebbe for himself so he learns Torah. And he brings this as a proof from Maisa, from Hill Hazokin in the Gemara, who spent all of his money, or at least half of his money each day, to go and get admission into the Beis Medrash. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Chav Dalet writes, likewise, O Lahasi Yisomim, and as I pointed out, Afilu Yisomos. This is true as well for orphan girls, too. The Afal Gav De'ein Hishu Mitzuv Al Piri V'Rivia, because technically one could have argued that maybe you don't have the right to sell a Sefer Torah or Dvarim Shebekdusha for a woman to get married, because technically she doesn't have the Mitzvah Piri V'Rivia. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, she is involved in the din of Loshevis Yitzara. She's not supposed to be alone. Shayach Gam Be'isha, this idea that nobody should be living alone, it's not a healthy, good thing. So this applies to a woman as well. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'wadin demokrin sefer Torah lepidyon shvuyim. Likewise, you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah for the purpose of redeeming captives. This is brought down from the Magen Avraham, and Elie Rabba agrees with this, as do other poskim. Then he says, V'ayin lekamim besif yud gimel. We'll learn this in a couple of days, in the Magen Avraham over there. Demuchach de'ein roi limkor afilu beis haknesses v'afilu lepidyon shvuyim. That we don't have the custom to go actually sell a shul that's in existence already, that's being used even for the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. We discussed this a few days ago. Unless, kiyim b'shi'ef shol ha'asig moros acheros alzeh min ha'tzibur. Unless there's absolutely no alternative way to go and get money. You should take up another collection from the tzibur rather than sell the shul. Will be open there in this situation, then you would be, if you can't get the money in any other way, then you would be allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. And this is true, even if there's only one shul in town. You only have one shul in town, and you can't collect any other money. This is the only way you can redeem a captive, so then you'd be allowed to even sell the shul in this situation. Before we start Siv Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah has a short introduction. And he says, because Siv Zayin has a number of halachas in it that are important to understand, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'll give you a little bit of an intro. And he says, the introduction is as follows. The Mashiniska Le'el, that which we've already learned, that you're allowed to sell a shul under certain situations. Hani Mili, what type of shul is that talking about? That's when it belongs to the smaller villages. A kfar is a smaller city. The stoma binau raka daita didhu, because the people in this small village, in this small little town, they built the shul all by themselves for their own personal usage and not really for people from outside the area. And therefore, v'lechein yeshecholus biad rov b'nei ha'ir l'machor. And therefore, if the local city, if the local population, the local little community over here wishes to sell the shul in the ways that we've outlined that you're allowed to, they have permission to do so. However, of course, they're not allowed to go and sell the shul and then use the money for some disparaging purpose, as we've already discussed as well. And ukishu nimkor gam bihaskama sezayin tovim shalhem. But if they sell the shul with the haskama of the executive board, with the zayin tovim, the seven leaders of the city, of the community, then oz yicholim lasos b'adam mashiyitzu. Then, as we've already pointed out, they can do with it whatever they want. Dirshu footnote number 32 explains why this is so. Two reasons. He brings down from the Ramban, which is found also in the Bir Halacha in Simon Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Gimel, that the reason why you can sell a base Knesset when it's sold by the Shiva Tuvi Ha'ir and use it for whatever you want is because this is no different than any other Tashmishi Mitzvah that's used up. Once a Tashmishi Mitzvah is used up, so then you can use it whatever you want as long as it's not a disparaging usage. So therefore, the shul is like a Tashmishi Mitzvah. Once it's no longer needed for whatever the reason, they can use it for non-holy purposes, as long as it's not disparaging purposes, disgusting purposes, as long as it had the permission of the Shiva Tuvi Ha'ir. That's the Ramban. The Rambam says a little bit differently. The Rambam says, Mishum shekol hanodir al das shiva tuvi ha'ir hu nodir. When you donate money for the shul, you donate it with the understanding that it will be used with whatever the zayin tuvi ha'ir, what the executive board wants to use it for. And therefore, the choshev adover kehektish al tnai. And therefore, when you give money, it's as if you gave it al tnai. And then when the zayin tuvi ha'ir say, now we're going to use it for something else, they have the right to do so. That's why you originally gave the money. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, so the Zayin Tuvi Ha'ir can, if they wish to, go and sell the shul even for a mundane purpose. However, if this is a big town, if this is a metropolitan area, shul, tolinon, then we rely upon the fact that the Esa Binyan, at the time that they built it, banuhu gama daita dekuliyama. It was built for all the people of the world. This is a big city right near the airport. And everybody who's traveling in and out of this city, they use this shul. So then, even if the only people that actually built this shul were the people from the local community, nevertheless, so then we assume still that they built it with the intention that it should be used by all Jews all over the world, and therefore, and therefore, even if the executive committee of that town, with the full approval of the town, decides that they want to do something with this that's for a different purpose, they don't have the right to sell it because the whole world owns it, so to say, and you have to get every single Jewish person in the world's permission to go and sell it, which of course is impossible to do. That's the Mishnah Berurah's introduction, and now he says, now we can continue and go on and explain the words of the Shulchan Aruch. So before we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, now let's read the Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch in Sif Zayin says, v'hod the base of Knesset Nimkar, that which we've been talking about, that you can sell a shul, hani mili shel kfarim, that's for the small villages, the little towns shul, she'ein boin anoshim in komas acherim, the people don't come from it from far away. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chaf Hei explains, V'yiskimu achronim, the achronim agreed, the ba'as would lo shlichei rabim, the osi ma'alma nikra kvar. What do we define as a small city versus a large city? So he says, where people usually don't come, that's called a small city. Even though, afogad the shlichei rabim over mishovim the prokim, even though at certain times of the year, you do have larger crowds or an influx of people coming from out of town, nevertheless, given the lo kviya beer, they're not set in the city, ela over mishovim, they're a harai, but they only come and go on an occasional basis, that's still called mikre kfar, that's called a village, a small town. However, omnam, however, in a place where you do have a lot of people coming mealma from the rest of the world, to come to use this facility, this shul, for example, in a market area, for example, you take a city in New York City, which is a capital market for finance, or any other idea like that, where you have people coming from all over the world coming to visit this market or these financial centers, etc. This could even be, it doesn't have to be a big metropolis like New York City. It could be another area where there's a lot of people coming together from all across the world, even though they're a small city, but they get a lot of out-of-town dwellers. Or it could be a place that's a very small little shtot, or Mokum Sheshom Chachum Goldo, but they have a great time of Chachum over there, Shemitz Kapshim Shom Rabim Matzrichim Lo Torasso, that many people come to visit him and ask him questions and get his opinion and to learn from him. So then these types of shuls have a kikrach, have the halachic status of a shul of a krach, the mistoma adaita the kola olim bin o, and we can assume that it was built with the intention that people from all over the world would use it, therefore they don't have the right to sell it as a small community, but they're only allowed to do with it what, so to say, the whole world would want done with it. Mishnah Berurah says, "Od kasuah poskim." Furthermore, the poskim say, "Dafilu beis haknesa shebekrach." Even such shuls in a krach, not all the shuls in the krach have this halachic status of being subordinate to all the Jews of the world. He says, "Im yadua shelo asu asu lema'at on." If even in the big city, there was a small little community that made their own little private shul, not for the big usage of all the Jews all over the world. For example, kigona beis haknesa shosu moso bali umnos liatzman. For example, you have people in those days, especially all the workers of a certain profession would have their own little shul. There would be a shul for the tanners, a shul for the silversmiths, a shul for the goldsmiths, etc. Because they would want to hang out together, serve the purpose also for work. If you knew you needed somebody in that profession, that's the place that you would go. If you needed a co-worker, that's the place you would go. There are lots of other reasons as well. So if they built their own little shul, that's obviously not for all the people across the world. Likewise, v'uadin kishidiskapsu abali batim shleizer rechov harachok min abeis haknesses shibuyer. Likewise, if you have a shul that's located in the center of town, people living at the periphery of the town, they might make their own little shul that they can daven in, so they don't have to have such a long walk to the big shul. So even though it's the big shul, it's the krach, nevertheless, their shul doesn't have the status of a krach shul. Also, beis haknesses liatzim, they made a little shul for themselves that's not for the whole world. So even though these shuls are in the krach, Gam came dino ki beis haknesses shul kfarim. They have the halachic status of a shul of a small town, afilu hu bekrach, even though it's physically located in a big city. The mistama rak al das atzmon banu, because mistama they only built it for themselves, for their own little private little community, their little area, their own little profession, and not for Jews across the world. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, this is true unless Moshe siu an she'ir gam kein al habinyon v'apil mat. This would not be true, however, if the rest of the city did contribute to their shul. Oz en lehem reshus al mechira below dait, and then they wouldn't be able to do this without the das of everyone else. Now let's go back to the Mechaber again. So let's just repeat what the Mechaber said. That beis haknesses that we're talking about is from the kfarim until now. She'ein boi manoshim mikom asacharim. It doesn't have a lot of people coming from out of the places. Shelo nasis elevnei kfarim levadim. It was only made for the people living in the kfar by themselves. Va'afilu the Ramah says, banu oso mishal acharim. And this is even if they used funds from other places, other people. As the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chavav explains, the Mistama Acherim Nosnu Lehamamo She'asu Hein Bayam Mashiyutsu. Any outside funders who contributed to this little shul in this kfar, so they Mistama gave up their rights, so to say, to use it. They only gave it for this little shul to use for this little community and not for Jews across the world. Kivishen Regil is Lovashem, because they normally don't go over there. Therefore, v'lochein afilu osam acherim enu maskim ma'achakach b'mechira mutal mocher. And therefore, even if the donors who come from a faraway place but don't live there and don't regularly come to the shul object to the shul being sold, they don't have the right to do so. The local community has the right to do with the shul as they halachically are allowed to. And the Mechaber explains, and it continues, v'lochein yecholim l'mocher. Therefore, the city is allowed to sell it. This kfar shul is allowed to be sold by the people in the community. But of course, this still has all the laws applying to it that we've talked about, that the money gets the kedusha that the shul had, and you can only purchase either another shul with it or things that are higher in level than a shul, a base medrash, a sefer Torah, etc. But they don't have the right to lower it in its kedusha. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Chav Zayin explains, Ayin Le'el B'Sif Dalet. Go look previously in Sif Dalet where we discussed this. There's some exceptions to these rules going for back to the Shia from 2 days ago. And all of these halachas that we said that you can only sell it under very specific limited situations to go up in Kedusha, or at least the same level of Kedusha. That's when the people, the community sold it, but not the executive board, so to say. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chav Ches that these Parnaseim is a reference to the Shiva Tuve Yair, the executive committee, so to say, of the town. The Huad then, and likewise, the same thing would apply, Imachru Shiva Tuve Yair, Shloba Mamadayim Shayir. If the executive committee did sell it, but they didn't have the permission, so to say, of the town, that they weren't doing this on behalf of the town, but they acted, so to say, as more of an individual in this situation. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Sifkat and Chav Tes, Kashav Harashba, Veviyu Harashdam, Shiva Tove Yair, this seven members, Einon Shiva Anoshim Hamuvchorim V'Chochmo V'Osher V'Chovo. They don't necessarily represent the smartest people, the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, the richest people, the most honored people. Elo Shiva Anoshim Shehamidum Hatzibur Panosim Alinyon Yair. They were seven people that were designated to look out for the interests of the city. They're politicians. Barihem Ka'apatropsin Aleihem. And they are therefore designated like as the guardians acting on behalf of the community. The issue footnote number 38 brings down for Chazon Ish that if these people aren't appropriate people for this job and they don't have the skill set to do the job, they just got in through some sort of they knew somebody. So then the Chazon Ish writes, "Ein dinam kishiva tuvia." Then they can't have the halachic benefits that are afforded to the shiva tuvia ear. And likewise, he says, "Ba'ofen bechira shiva tuvia." How do you decide who these seven people are? So the Chazon Ish says you're supposed to have each community or each shul within the city go and select somebody to be on the election committee to go and pick out who these seven people should be, and then the nechshavim osam anoshim, the people that are electing the zayin tuvayir, kilu nivkru ayidei kol b'niyir. They therefore, when they appoint the zayin tuvayir, it's as if now the zayin tuvayir were elected by the entire city. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, furthermore, v'chasav otsham, v'im tomar, if you say, e kishakiblu aleim lomali shiva, if they accepted to do this, why do you need seven? So he explains, Mishani Sham, he answers over there. If they're accepting to do a specified task, that they asked to go and sell the shul, and that's the task they were specifically assigned to do, then you're right. Then the community can actually appoint one person to do it on their behalf. The And whatever he did is good, because they asked that one person to do that one particular task. So what's the Zayin Tuvia here? El Demayri Shemidu Aleim Parnosim Bistam Lefakeach Liske Atzibur. These are seven people that are assigned to take care of all the needs of the community, not the ones that you specifically know about, but any needs that come up. Lefikach Kishen Shiva, when you appoint seven, Yesh Lem Rishus L'chol Dover Kilu Asu Ken Kol B'nei Yair. So only if you have the seven people, that's enough to, so to say, make a significant legislative body that they can act and do things on behalf of the entire city. Even though they weren't specifically assigned to do any one particular task. But if you have less than seven, then this din doesn't apply. You must have seven. Less than seven doesn't do it. But you can appoint less than seven as long as they're appointed for a specific task and they're assigned that specific task to be done by the people of the city. The king kasu kama poskim, and many agree to this. And then the Mechaber gives the final category. If the seven executive committee members, they did do the sale, and they did it in the presence, so to say, with the permission of the Anshei Yair, so then, as we've already pointed out, you can go and do with the funds then whatever you would like to do with them, again, as long as it's not a disparaging purpose. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot and Lamed, he says, even for secular purposes. And the issue for the number 39 brings down the calls that davka im kivnu lekach b'shas mechira. As long as they had this in mind at the time of the sale, then they can take those funds and use them for something else. However, if at the time they sold the item, they got the funds and expected to use them for a davar shebikdusha, then they can't change that around, according to Rav Yashiv. That concludes today's share.